NPR reporters don't do all the work overseas, especially in war zones. And the same could be said of reporters for newspapers and television networks. We all rely, and rely heavily, on people called fixers. They are locals with good English who drive our reporters around, interpret for them, set up interviews, sometimes even do the interviews, and they assume an immense amount of risk in exchange for little recognition, but a decent paycheck.
A documentary airing tonight on HBO tells the story of one of these locals in Afghanistan. It's called Fixer, The Taking of Ajmal Naqshbandi. NPR's Graham Smith has seen the film and talked with its director.
Fixer opens with grainy television footage shot by the Taliban. It's spring, 2007. An Italian journalist, Daniele Mastrogiacomo, is on screen, a hostage. He's pleading for help from the Italian government. And then the tape stops, rewinds, and you notice this voice off camera, in English, asking, "Do you have any message for your wife and mother?" The text on the screen informs us that it's the voice of Mastrogiacomo's fixer, Ajmal Naqshbandi. It also says he will be murdered.
I basically found out for the first time that Ajmal was in fact kidnapped through that footage.
That's Ian Olds, the filmmaker who shot and directed Fixer.
Very quickly that footage that starts the film appeared online, and I heard that voice off camera and knew right away that it was Ajmal.
Olds had been in Afghanistan 6 months before, researching a feature film about the relationships between journalists, fixers, and Afghans. He joined Christian Parenti, a reporter for The Nation, and Ajmal Naqshbandi, his longtime fixer, for interviews and chats over lunch.
So we can do it in 3 days?
In 3 days. We just need one.
Much of the footage is shot as they drive from place to place, strategizing.
Do drugs
Everything
and
around,
instability?
Yeah, okay. And they'll come by.
And you can call ahead and have your friend sort of fix some of that stuff for us?
Yeah.
Think that's possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
Naqshbandi also worked with other journalists, developing a reputation as a risk-taker. Mastrogiacomo hired him to get a big-name insurgent for an article. But something went wrong. Director Olds dropped his idea of a fiction film and made this documentary instead.
What it's seeking to do is take this off-screen presence, this hidden class of labor, the fixer, from the edge of the frame and put them into the center. You always see the journalist, you know, is the one who people focus on, who was kidnapped. But to stop there and go back and say the story is not about this journalist you see, it's about the unseen voice on the edge of the frame.
The images in Fixer come largely from Old's camera, footage shot before the kidnapping, and interviews with Ajmal's family and friends after his murder. But he also incorporates video shot by the Taliban for propaganda purposes. It's some of the most compelling footage in the documentary. This is where Ajmal Naqshbandi's round, kind face is most clearly in the center of the frame. Accused of spying for the West, he looks into the camera, his sparkling, sad eyes imploring. He tries to reassure his family. God willing, there is not any problem. These are all our countrymen. NPR's longtime Kabul fixer, Najib Sharifi, spent hours on the phone with his Taliban contacts, trying to convince them to release Ajmal, a close friend. Sharifi was my fixer when I was in Afghanistan this spring. I watched this film with him here in D.C., where he's visiting on a journalism fellowship. He remembers how the Afghan government secured the Italians' release via a prisoner exchange, but not Ajmal's.
We saw that neither the Afghan government nor the foreigners did anything to help him. So that's quite demoralizing and quite disappointing to you.
Sharifi found the film painful to watch, but he appreciates that his friend's story, and in a way, his story, is being told. He also says that since the killing, fixers in Afghanistan have been much more cautious.
Their life is always at risk. The Western journalists go there and spend some time there, and they come back. And they run the risks the whole time because they live there. And if the Taliban want, you know, they can always find them.
In its best moments, this documentary reveals humorously and tragically the delicate task of a fixer. What gets translated, what gets softened, how money and friendship, journalism and pragmatism are balanced. Director Ian Old says he hopes viewers take away new insight about how news is gathered and about this war that's so often an abstraction here in America. But he's also gratified to hear that fixers like Najib Sharifi connect with the film.
That's really, really great for me to hear, because you're in this editing room and you're trying to construct or reconstruct some version of the truth, some experience, and trying to do justice to these human beings. And so to hear those kind of response from people who feel how difficult it is to watch but feel that it somehow got something right makes me feel like I at least did part of the job I wanted to do.
In appreciation of all the fixers who help NPR News do its job, I'm Graham Smith.
Fixer, The Taking of Ajmal Naqshbandi, airs tonight on HBO.